Welcome to episode 2, Speech Recognition. For many years now, I have worked in education and supplied kits with speech recognition for pupils. I have generally done this to pupils of the age of 10 and above. Occasionally and exceptionally, there might be someone below that age who has the mental capacity to take on board speech recognition. At first, it seems very simple. Just speak into the microphone and hey presto, your work is completed. But in actual fact, there are many processes going on. Mainly, trying to say the right words clearly and effectively, as well as grammatically. Trying to spell won't be an issue, but certainly constructing a sentence carefully, and then, if it doesn't work out, to be able to rephrase it and put it in a form yet again that you can understand. Certainly, with so many mainstream packages already including speech recognition, like Microsoft Office 365, Office 2016 and Office 2019, these packages allow dictation in their applications to enable more people to understand how speech recognition can work and be an effective tool. Now, I would equate these mainstream AT softwares as being the mini in the equation. But if you want a Rolls Royce that will enable you to do all the things, including control of your computer, as well as setting up programs and macros that will allow shortened work to be completed in the most cost-effective and efficient manner, then you will need a tool such as Dragon Dictate Individual Professional. Not the premium or the standard versions, but the individual professional. This tool allows complete control of the computer with your voice. Now, I am encountering more and more people with different disabilities who require this capability. The blind, the person suffering from multiple cirrhosis, and those with medical conditions that mean they only have the use of their voice and no use of their hand function. Speech recognition then has to work in a totality, control web browsers, enable information to be spoken if you're blind. So it means the combination of speech recognition and screen readers. Often this requires another tool called Dictation Bridge to allow that work to be completed and put in a form that the student can, or the pupil or the person can use effectively. Speech recognition certainly has come of age and is often 99% accurate. And of all the tools that can change lives, speech recognition is one of the most powerful. So I would recommend that you consider it for those students who have good ideas or those people who need to be able to speak only their words as opposed to using their hands, speech recognition. And finally, I would say it's not a tool for those who are cognitively challenged and those who would struggle with sentence structure, those whose language is limited by whatever means. And surprisingly, it is a tool for those with accents, those with slight speech impediments, those with breathing issues, because nowadays the tools are so effective that they're able to take on board this. So to complete the saga and the tale for episode 2, I would just like to say, please try this out as a tool for doing your homework, for enabling books to be written, for longer pieces of work, and consider making this your goal. Thank you for listening.